money for you, for heaven's sakes. Good money for you. You're not doing anything. You're what?
What's going on? You're muttering to yourself.
I know. Well, I'm a mutterer, but it's plant. I bought it to blossom, and it isn't blossoming. It's sitting here looking green.
Well, I have a word for you.
Really?
I do.
You're a student. I'm faculty. You're not supposed to have a word for me.
Do you want to hear the word?
Well, probably not, but we better, because it's a sermon.
It's from the Lord.
The Lord?
It is. It's from James. He says, "Be patient, brother, therefore, until the coming of the Lord."
This is not the coming of the Lord. This is a plant. And I'm simply waiting, but it's not doing anything. So, what do you think?
Well, keep listening. Listen. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. Think about it.
That's not in the script. Well, patience. How is it going in your life? What aids the growth of this plant? Yelling at it? Criticizing it? Likely, instead, rather watering it, feeding it, trimming it, protecting it. It needs an environment and nurturance to grow. It needs deliberate care from a patient gardener who assists the natural growth processes at the same time that she or he awaits, patiently maybe, the blossoming of the plant. This aiding the growth and blossoming of the plant is anything but passive. The gardener cannot produce the flower, but the gardener can assist. This kind of active patience, as different from impatience or short-temperedness, can and should characterize the life of the follower of Christ. It is, in fact, the active and patient waiting for the coming of the Lord that teaches us active patience in living our lives now. So, patience. How's it going in your life? With yourself and with others? What aids your growth and the growth of others in the body of Christ? Yelling at you? Criticizing you? Humiliating or embarrassing you? Likely rather, figuratively, watering you, feeding you, trimming you, protecting you. We need an environment and nurturance to really grow and blossom. Such deliberate care comes from a patient God who created the growth process that brings blossoms forward and redeems that which is imperfect by the gift of his Son. Such deliberate care comes from patient members of the body of Christ. his fellow believers who help water, feed, trim, and protect each other. James offers a great list of active things to do while we actively are patient. Establish your hearts. Don't grumble against others. Be steadfast in suffering. Be truthful with yes or no. If suffering, pray. If happy, praise. If sick, call the elders. Be anointed and be prayed over. If sinned, confess it. Pray for everybody and bring colleagues back from wandering from the truth. Lots of active things to do while we wait for the blossom of your life and of mine. So, I will take my plant and care for it. I will apologize for yelling at it, actually, and will speak lovingly toward it. And in prayer and thanksgiving, I will wait the gift of the Creator God, a blossom or two. And we will take each other and care for each other in prayer and thanksgiving. And we will await patiently the blossoming of the Spirit in our lives and hearts and ministries. And in prayer and thanksgiving, we will all actively wait for the celebration of the gift of the Creator God, the incarnation of God's Son, Jesus, and the blossoming of the redemptive plan of God. Amen.